This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We move on to another two parables from the parables mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and tonight we have once again continuing in the ahadith from al-Bukhari and Muslim al-muttafaq alayh, agreed upon, and as we said that is a sequence that will follow where once we've covered all the parables in what is agreed upon between Bukhari and Muslim, then we'll go to those that are only mentioned in Bukhari and then those that are only mentioned in Sahih Muslim, and then moving on to the four Sunan, starting with Abu Dawood, then At-Tirmidhi, and then An-Nasa'i, and then Ibn Majah. This is the order in terms of the general authenticity of these books. As the scholars say, the most authentic book after the Book of Allah is Sahih al-Bukhari, and after that Muslim. And then in terms of the four Sunan, generally, this is the order that the Muhaddithun put them in: Abu Dawood, then Tirmidhi, then An-Nasa'i, then Ibn Majah. And then after that, you have other books of hadith that we will, insha'Allah ta'ala, find parables in, like Al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Muwatta of Imam Malik, and so on and so forth. Insha'Allah ta'ala, this is the order, the sequence that we'll be going in. Today, the first parable that we have is one in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compares the people with regards to how we benefit from the revelation and the guidance sent by Allah. And so this hadith is narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. He says, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والعلم كمثل الغيث الكثير أصاب أرضا فكان منها نقية قبلت الماء فأنبتت الكلأ والعشب الكثير وكانت منها أجاديب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا وساقوا وزرعوا وأصابت منها طائفة أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلأ فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the example, the parable of guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me is like abundant rain falling upon the earth, some of which was fertile soil that absorbed the rainwater and brought forth vegetation and grass in abundance. Another part of the land was hard and held the rain water, and Allah benefited the people with it, and they utilized it for drinking, for making their animals to drink, and for irrigation of the land for cultivation, agriculture. Another part of the land was barren, which could neither hold the water nor bring forth vegetation. And so that land, it didn't benefit at all. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, the first is the example of the person who comprehends Allah's religion and benefits from the knowledge which Allah has revealed through me, and learns and then teaches others. The other example is that of a person who does not care about it and does not accept Allah's guidance revealed through me. And so through this parable, the Prophet ﷺ explained how people vary with regards to this revelation that Allah has sent through Muhammad ﷺ, and this knowledge that the Prophet ﷺ, he brought. Some benefiting with regards to themselves from this knowledge, and also allowing others to benefit, while others do not benefit at all. And so he mentioned rainfall. He mentions that this guidance and this knowledge from Allah is like rainfall, and a lot of it, like a heavy downfall of rain. And this rainfall, it covers the entire earth. It covers wherever it falls, the rain it falls, and it makes no exception. It falls on this land, it falls on that land, no exception. And it also comes at a time of need. The people there are in need of the water. The animals are in need of the water. Likewise, this deen that Allah has sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was sent for all of mankind without exception. It was sent for all of mankind without exception. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, O mankind, O people, I am Allah's messenger to all of you. And so just like the rainfall, it falls everywhere, not making any exception. Likewise, what Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with, it was for everyone without exception, for all of mankind. And it is also something that they are in need of. Just like the rain, the land is in need of it. The people are in need of it. The animals are in need of it. Likewise, this revelation from Allah, mankind was in need of it. When Allah sent the revelation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the people were living in darkness. Darkness covered the entire earth, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us. Darkness covered the entire earth. عَرَبُهُمْ وَعَجَمُهُمْ. The Arabs and the non-Arabs. إِلَّا بَقَايَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. As the Prophet ﷺ said, except a handful of people who remained from Ahlul Kitab. Basically, they were not covered with darkness. So, the revelation, it comes when the people are in need of it. Just like the rain. And so just like the rainfall is a means for the life for the earth, likewise, this revelation, this wahi that Allah sent, it was a means for life for what? For the hearts and the souls. For the hearts and the souls. When the guidance comes down from Allah, when Allah sends the guidance upon the hearts, they are brought to life. The hearts are dead otherwise. The hearts are dead otherwise. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah gives us an example here of two people. Allah says, is the one who used to be dead, and then we brought him to life and gave him light with which he walks among people. Is he like the one who is in darknesses to never emerge from those darknesses? What is the example here? The example here is of a kafir who was living in darkness and his heart was dead. And then Allah says he brought him to life, meaning he brought his dead heart to life. And so he accepts Islam. As opposed to somebody else, a kafir, who doesn't accept Islam. He remains in darkness and his heart remains dead. And also the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger. To what? Respond to what? To that which will give you life. To that which will give you life. So what do we learn from this? What we learn is this parable that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is so, it makes so much sense that Allah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compares the revelation and the guidance from Allah to rainwater. And so just like rainwater descends on the dead earth, bringing it to life, likewise the revelation from Allah, when it descends on the hearts and the souls, it brings them to life. Then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned how when this abundant rainfall, it lands, when it touches the ground, it touches on different kinds of grounds, different kinds of land. And so not every ground, not every land is the same in terms of how it receives the rainfall. Likewise, not all the hearts are the same in terms of how they receive the revelation and the guidance from Allah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, he divides the people and the hearts into three. The first, the rich and fertile land that is good for vegetation and cultivation. Agricultural land. The soil, it's fertile. It's perfect for growing anything you want to grow in it. And so it accepts the rainfall, allowing the water to absorb into it, benefiting itself and bringing forth vegetation and produce, thereby benefiting others, benefiting human beings, benefiting animals. And so the Prophet ﷺ tells us, this is the example of who? This is the example of the one who receives the guidance from the Prophet ﷺ, allowing it to absorb into his heart, comprehending it, learning it, seeking knowledge, thereby benefiting himself, and then embarking upon the path of a da'wah and teaching others, thereby benefiting others. And so this land that is fertile, it absorbs the water, it benefits itself, and then it gives fruits and vegetation, benefiting others. Likewise, the heart of the believer who absorbs the guidance and the knowledge from the Prophet ﷺ in his heart, trying to understand it, comprehending it. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Man faqiha fi dinillah," the one who gains comprehension, understanding of this knowledge, of this revelation, benefiting himself, implementing it in his own life, and then conveying it to others by teaching it, by giving da'wah, by calling to it, by commanding the good, forbidding the evil. And so others are also benefiting. The second is the land that is hard and solid, or swamps and marshes, where that land is not soft, allowing the rainwater to penetrate it, to absorb it, allowing it to produce vegetation, but rather it holds the rainwater. It holds it. It doesn't absorb it, but at the same time, it doesn't let the rainwater to go. So it holds it. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us that this land, it allows others to drink from it, and it allows the animals to drink from it, and it is used for agriculture. So the people utilize this water for watering their plants. And so this is the example of who? Here the Prophet ﷺ did not mention at the end of the hadith who this second category is. But the scholars, they say, it refers to the one who turned his energy not to learning, seeking knowledge in terms of trying to understand and then, you know, taking that knowledge and then conveying it to others, teaching it. No, but rather, he turned his energy to memorization. He turns his energy to memorizing the Quran and the Sunnah. And so, he turned to focus on preservation of the revelation. How can I preserve this revelation? And so he memorized it. And he memorized it, and also he passed it on to others. He passed it on to others, so others are benefiting from it. But he didn't focus his energy on trying to understand, comprehend, and even implementation. So he's not implementing it like the first one. So he may not have the level of iman as the first one, thereby pushing him to acting upon this knowledge, but rather he decided to memorize what he could in order to pass it on to others, to transmit it to others, who perhaps the others may end up becoming from the first group. Those who he passes it on to, whatever he's memorized, they may end up turning to become the first group. Those who, the revelation, the Quran, the Sunnah, whatever he's memorized, he conveys it to someone, and then that somebody goes on to become a scholar, to comprehend and understand, and then become a scholar. So he doesn't have the level of iman as the first one, in order to push him to action and implement this knowledge, but rather he decided to memorize what he could and pass it on to others, who will then take that knowledge, implement it, and then teach it to others. However, although he is a level below, even in terms of his iman, he is still in good standing. Because the Prophet ﷺ praised such an individual. And so in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مِنَّا حَدِيثًا فَحَفِظَهُ حَتَّى يُبَلِّغَهُ فَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَهَ مِنْ وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ لَيْسَ بِفَقِيهٍ. The Prophet ﷺ says, making dua for such people, may Allah brighten a man who hears a hadith from us, memorizes it, and then passes it on to others. Many a possessor of knowledge conveys it to the one who is more well-versed in it, has more knowledge. So the one who possesses knowledge, meaning the one who memorizes a hadith, perhaps he will give it, what he has memorized, to someone who is more knowledgeable, and that other person will benefit from it. And many a possessor of knowledge is not well-versed in it. And so this is the second group. Coming now to the third group. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared it to a hard, barren land that is level. It's leveled straight, not allowing the rainwater to penetrate into it in order to benefit it and bring vegetation, nor allowing the water to retain, to be held there, because it's straight. So when the rainwater falls, it disperses. It's not held there. And so this, the Prophet ﷺ explained, is the example of the one who, when the guidance comes, when the knowledge comes, it is blocked from entering and penetrating the heart. It doesn't enter or penetrate the heart, bringing benefit to the person or to others. And so this group, it includes the kuffar, who their hearts are completely dead, not allowing the guidance to give them life. And also it includes Muslims, who they may have the essence of iman there in their heart, but they don't bother to learn the deen or practice it or convey it to others. And so these are the three groups that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned with regards to how people receive the guidance sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Prophet ﷺ. And so among the lessons that we learn from this very beautiful hadith is, first and foremost, just like the soil of fertile land is rich and pure, thereby accepting the rainfall, absorbing it, likewise, your heart should be, if you want to benefit from the guidance, if you want to benefit from this revelation that Allah has sent, the Quran and the Sunnah, if you truly want to benefit from it, and you want to learn it, and you want to be from that first group, those who take it, they absorb it, they learn it, try to understand it, and then they try to convey it. If you want to be from this group, then your heart has to be pure. It has to be clean. It cannot be dirty with shubuhat and shahawat. And so, shubuhat, doubts, and shahawat, lustful desires, they prevent that knowledge from penetrating and being absorbed in the heart. And so everything has a vessel. And the vessel of knowledge is the heart. The vessel of knowledge is the heart. If the heart is clean, it will be able to intake and absorb the knowledge. But if it is not clean, it will not be able to take and absorb any of that knowledge. An example of this is a lantern or any light. Flashlight, any kind of light. If the glass, the outer glass is clean, then the light will be bright and radiant, right? But if the glass is not clean, if it's foggy, the light, it'll be dim. It won't be as strong. And it may not shine at all. And so if you truly want to gain knowledge of the deen, then you have to start by purifying and cleansing your heart, because this knowledge is something very precious. It's something precious. And something that is precious, it is only suitable for another thing that is precious and clean and pure. You don't put a diamond in a dirty place, but rather you put it in a clean, safe place. Likewise, this knowledge, it is something pure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it'll only enter a pure place that is suitable for it. That's why Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he has a very famous statement. He says that if our hearts were clean, we would never become tired of the words of Allah. If our hearts were clean, we would never become tired of the words of Allah. And so it's because our hearts are not clean that we get tired and bored from listening to the Quran. But those whose hearts are clean and pure, they'll never become tired. The second lesson that we learn is that the natural result of beneficial knowledge is the beneficial knowledge that is absorbed by the clean heart. What is the natural result of that? The natural result of that is just like the rainfall. The rainfall that hits fertile ground, the natural result is what? That it's going to produce
crops.
It's going to produce vegetation and fruits, all kinds of beneficial things. And so you see the fruit, of that later on. Likewise, the natural result of beneficial knowledge that is absorbed in the heart, what are you going to see? What do you have to see? What is the fruit that you have to see from that beneficial knowledge? The fruit is going to be?
Turning towards Allah.
Al-amal as-salih. Good deeds. Good deeds are the fruit of what is in the heart. Good deeds that we see. Otherwise, there are good deeds that are from the actions of the hearts that we don't see. But even those actions of the hearts, like iman, yaqeen, tawakkul, love for Allah, and so on and so forth, fear of Allah, these things are also seen outwardly. And so the fruit of beneficial knowledge is action. The fruit of beneficial knowledge is action, good deeds that are seen outwardly. And also, so it's benefit that the person is benefiting from. The person who has that knowledge, he is benefiting. You see that in his good deeds, in his actions, but also his benefit is not restricted to himself, but rather his benefit, it is unrestricted. His benefit reaches others. He didn't only benefit from the knowledge with regards to himself, but he conveyed it to others. He conveyed it to others. And so the clean heart that is free of shubuhat, of shahawat, it hears, and then it learns, and then it implements, and then it teaches others. It hears, it learns, it implements, and it teaches others. And all these four points we find in Surah Al-Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ, swearing by time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ, indeed man is in loss. And then Allah makes the exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except, who is not in loss in this life? Those who believe So this is Iman, this is hearing the message, believing in it. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and also learning it, learning the message. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do righteous actions. So they implement it, they implement what they've learned in their own lives. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they encourage one another. They encourage one another to do good. They encourage one another to follow the truth. And this is teaching it to others, advising others, commanding the good, forbidding the evil. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and then after all of that, they encourage one another to be patient. Why? Because all of these three things, Iman, doing good deeds, and ad-da'wah, all of these require patience. All three require patience. Finally, the last point regarding this hadith is the importance of seeking knowledge and conveying that knowledge. As we can see, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the first group. The first two groups are those who have something of knowledge that others benefit from. And the third group are those who don't benefit themselves nor others. And so this shows us the importance of seeking knowledge, trying to gain an understanding of our deen, starting with what is obligatory upon each and every single one of us. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that seeking knowledge is obligatory upon each and every single Muslim. So seeking knowledge and being a student of knowledge, some people think this is only for those who have the enthusiasm, they want to go study abroad and they want to become scholars. No. Each and every single Muslim, it is obligatory upon them to seek knowledge. But for some, it's obligatory upon them to have the knowledge, at least with regards to how to worship Allah. And then if you want to take a step further, you can learn and study the deen with regards to things that are not, you know, obligatory upon you, but in order to seek knowledge and to benefit others. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey from me even if it be one ayah, showing us the importance of conveying the message. And so this hadith shows us both the importance of seeking knowledge and also the importance of conveying it to others.